21st parak of Kelim, Anogeva Koivet Elyon B'Koivet Tachton. We're talking about a weaving instrument. So there were the weaving instruments. There was the shi, which was the threads that would go on the length of the garment, and it was held between two big beams. It's the Koivet Elyon, the Koivet Tachton. The nirim are the strings that are held between these two beams. Akiris is, looks something like a large comb, which kept they would hit the weaved part of the garment to put all the threads in the proper position. Ubechut shavira al gavi agomen. After they made this garment, they would put some other threads around it to point to the rabbi something to prevent it from getting dirty as they were working with it. So, these are all be'ira she'ena osad lachza. Be'ira is a piece of wool or some other material that's put make some type of design in the garment, and they also put that through these threads to make some type of decoration in the garment. Yeah. So we're talking about she'en osa lachzira. There's one type that you plan to put it back, throw it back in between these, because you have all these threads going across in this weaving machine. You throw the shes, the erev threads in between those threads, and they would open and close it to cause it to weave. So this is one that was. Will not be put back again into the garment. In other words, it was thrown through the threads that were set up in this machine and came out the other side, and whatever's coming out the other side is going to stay out the other side. Tohor, all these things are tohor. The Kitzer was saying that if you touch a garment, if you touch any part of the garment, the entire garment is tummy. But if these are parts, they're not considered part of the garment itself, whether it be the beams, whether it be this comb, or whether it be this thread which is just protecting it, or the other thread that was already used and just sitting outside of the garment, it's not considered part of the garment. But if he's talking, if he's touching the nefesh amaseches, that's talking about the erev, which means you have the long, the shi are the threads that are going to the length, and the erev is going to the width. So if you touch the Erev strings, which are going in the width across, that is considered part of the garment already, of the Shsi Oimed, or you're talking about the strings of the Shsi, which are also, he's planning to make them part of this Beged. He just didn't finish the Beged yet. This is some type of Beged that also was used to protect it, but it was had a proper chiba, or that other thing that was made for decoration that was put together with the Erev strings, but you're planning to put it back in again and use the string further for weaving the garment. And since it's something that's part of the garment already, or it's potentially you plan to continue to weave to make it part of the garment, then it's done. And again, it's semesh, agabe, imo, ubashvoya, toy. If a person touches wool on top of this ima or bashvoya, then he's taught. These are different types of in the twining process, some strings that are coming out of the twined thread that he's making. If not considered the thread itself, it's taught. I give a pika, actually pira tummy, mishapira taught. There's also another part of the part of the twining thread making kelim, and this speaker, there's one time that was the chulad part of this kli, and it's tummy, then later in the stage they would remove it and then it's tar. To really understand, you'd have to see a picture of this. So I'm finished.